This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. Sonoma County electric car company Zap has won one of five nationwide contracts from the post office to demonstrate how they would convert a standard mail delivery truck to run on electricity instead of gas. Gary Starr, Zap's founder and now director of business development, says he's confident they can meet and exceed the prototype requirements.
Their specs only ask for about 25 miles a day, top speed about 50 miles an hour. So we're going to go way beyond that. We're going to give them a lot longer range. We're going to give them a lot higher top end speed, better acceleration than it was as a gas vehicle. It'll be quieter and no pollution. What's amazing about this vehicle is it's going to weigh the same weight it did as a gas vehicle.
That's because the bank of lithium batteries, which will heat the vehicle as well as power it, weighs about the same as the gasoline engine and transmission. This is not the first time Zap has tackled a mail truck conversion, Star notes.
I had worked on post office vehicles in the late 80s and 90s when the price of gas was very high. And we started doing a test project in Southern California. And the results of that is they liked it. It's just that there was never funding and then the price of gas went down. So people kind of forgot about it. But now this is one of the projects that people are saying we should relook at because the numbers just make economic sense.
The newly converted mail truck will be delivered back to the post office in July, then undergo field testing in the Washington, D.C. area. That'll set the stage for a potentially lucrative contract to make the same changeover to thousands more. A newly introduced bill in Congress could allocate as much as $1.8 billion for electric mail delivery trucks, converting or replacing the current fleet of 142,000 of the trucks, which now average less than 11 miles per gallon in daily use. Zap CEO Steve Schneider is optimistic that at least some of that funding will make its way to Santa Rosa.
It could mean hundreds and hundreds of jobs here in Sonoma County because depending on how many vehicles they give us at one time, we're going to need a lot of manpower. Technology we already have, so we need a lot of hands to move these around. I think our odds are pretty good.
That was certainly a happy prospect for Congresswoman Lynn Woolsey, who toured the Zap facility yesterday and was briefed on their plans and progress.
They're doing the right thing. They're bringing jobs to people who were laid off in Detroit, in Ohio. So this is our future right here.
Regardless of where they are made or by whom, electric cars will need to recharge regularly. And the Zap officials also showed off a demonstration model charging station. The shoulder-high unit, about twice the size of a fire hydrant, can be activated with a card swipe or even a thumbprint and, depending on its capacity, recharge a vehicle in less than an hour or overnight. And while they are concentrating on cars right now, Schneider says the power stations could eventually become Zap's main focus.
The charging station could end up being the biggest part of the company. It's one of these things that's small in its size, but it's large in its numbers. We have an opportunity to be the fueling station of electric vehicles with this giant partner that we have. Holley is the largest manufacturer of power meters in the world, and they have the most mature technology.
First, of course, there will need to be far more electric vehicles on the roads, something that virtually all automakers are now pursuing with unprecedented commitment. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.